Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, helping out those that have been ghosted. Alex, Audrey, it's Kyle this time around. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, brother.
So we understand that you've been ghosted by Tara, and we're going to try to find out why for you in a second. But first, why don't you tell us the story?
Sure. I've been pretty lonely, but since I graduated college and moved back home, when I graduated, I was busy starting my career and I was ready to jump into a relationship. So I got on all the apps.
Mm-hmm.
I asked out pretty much the first girl I matched with because I was like, I had a good connection with her and I thought it went really well. I had a really good feeling about it. And I'm a relationship guy, so I was kind of ready to, you know, go out there and get into it. But
wait, first girl?
First girl, yeah. Oh, man.
Okay.
Some of these guys are like that. Totally. They're ready to go with a relationship.
I was like that when I moved to Austin. Like, I just didn't want to be lonely.
So, Kyle, what did you do wrong on the date?
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. Well, maybe. I don't know. But it was a good date. I mean, I felt like I established a pretty good friendship over the phone. Mm-hmm. And it was going really good. We were really comfortable. And we had a kind of good vibe. Nothing was awkward. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Well, why don't we just call Tara and see if we can get her to talk? Hang on. Get her to talk. Sounds like we're going to waterboard her. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Tara. Good morning. Sorry to come at you so hard. Booker, Alex, and Audrey, we're doing a radio show this morning on Mix 94.7, and we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone. And just to be fair, we're mediating a conversation, so we're not on your side or his side or anything, but mm-hmm. We do have Kyle on the phone, and that's the reason we're calling you, because he said wonderful things about you, said that he met you, was really excited about a potential situation, felt that you have since ghosted him, and he's not sure why. So what we do is we try to get answers and try to help out the situation here and figure out what's going on. So will you take a minute and talk to us?
Okay.
I know. It's a lot, and it's really awkward, but we thank you in advance, and I'm sure Kyle will thank you as well at
the
end. Good news or bad news? I mean, was it something that he did? Were you just not into him? Or was there miscommunication? You busy? What's going on? What do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, I did not like the way that he behaved or how it made me feel.
All right. Well, how did he behave?
I mean, he really did not make me feel like a woman. And maybe that's because of his age or something. Like, he just didn't know any better. But he called me dude and bro the whole night, which just is not for me. Like, I know it wasn't a friend zone kind of way, but it just doesn't make me feel like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he also, this is gross. He continuously burped throughout the date.
Did he say excuse me or anything?
No, he didn't care to apologize. And it was just gross. Like, he acted like it was normal.
Mm.
He was comfortable.
Right?
Yeah.
It was just like frat boy vibes, you know? And I was like his bro. Like, this is a first date. You shouldn't be that comfortable. And to be honest, like, I want a grown man which I was under the impression that he was over text, but in person, though, that was not the case. So,
wow. And let me ask you this, Alex, as someone that is famous for Browen and Dude and all that, and I know it's been a long time since you've actually been on a date, but
I would never.
You would never what? Call a woman a bro or dude?
No, never get like comfortable like that, especially if you're on a date, you know what I mean? When you get comfortable, like you don't, like my son is 9 and like he games with his friends and that's all they're, I mean, all they're like, bro, you know, just.
This is the annoying thing that's going on right now. My kids are saying bruh all time.
And if I could see that on a date, oh my God, this poor girl, I feel awful if that's what he was doing. But that's how guys are.
You're saying as much as you say bro.
You can turn it off.
And dude.
You should turn it off.
You should. Shut it down, and you don't say it whenever you're on a date.
Me, absolutely. But this dude, I mean, can you shut it down if that's who you are?
I've been on dates, even one recently, a FaceTime date where a guy kept calling me dude and bro.
Well, no, he did not.
Yes, and then he hit his vape on camera.
Wow.
That's just how men are now. Not all.
Young
but just
men.
The young men.
Young boys. That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
that's
dude.
What I'm trying to tell Audrey. Stop messing with these boys.
But she doesn't want a grown man yet. She's having fun.
She doesn't need a grown man.
You're having fun right now, though, from what I gather.
I can have fun with anyone of any age.
An older man I remember you went on a date with and you thought it was awful because he was trying to have fun and it really cringed you out.
The 39-year-old?
Yes.
Well, that's a little too old, maybe.
Well, I also dated the 38-year-old, and that was fun. Remember the surgeon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, you enjoyed that one.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, good point. Okay, dude, this should not be happening on a date, no matter what age. You know what I'm saying? And the burping thing, that's just so disrespectful.
All right, Kyle, it feels probably like we're ganging up on you here.
I forgot he was on the phone.
We want to give you an opportunity to defend yourself. What do you think about what Tara said?
Bro, oh, my God, I did it again. Look, maybe I need to take dating classes or something. Like, I say that all the time. I call everyone bro. Like, that's how I, clearly, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, at least I know now. I'm going forward.
Yeah. Tara, it doesn't sound like there's a connection there, but thank you for taking the opportunity to talk to us about it so Kyle understands. This is going to help out anybody else in the future, so you're doing a good deed here.
Amen.
Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile. The official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.